And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
The bumper completely. Jeremy, Josh, tell us what the latest is in the news. This worship of Kobe Bryant is, again, a big distraction. I'm part of what's called the liocracy of the media, the slitherocracy that tries to distract us by worshiping superstar athletes and not concerned about even his daughter or the other seven people that died in the helicopter crash, as you mentioned. Why is that? Because they want to keep us distracted. That's why we have the dance with the devil in the deep blue sea in the midnight, just like the movie The Shining years ago, with this dance called the impeachment trial, which is a pile of garbage, and it's a distraction of things that are much more important that are happening. So you tell us what you think is important, because you're usually on track, which is why if you were a gambler, and I wouldn't want to gamble with you because I'd probably lose all my chips, because you're not you don't do outspoken things unless it's backed by facts or logic. Go ahead with Josh with what you see happening.
Well, look, I think you nailed it. I mean, I'm tired of this idol worshiping that's been going on with, Kobe Bryant. It's sad, it's tragic that he passed, but, you know, we're hearing reports that the weather was so inclement during the flight that he actually had to get a special permit just to take off because the visibility was down near zero. So if you think about it, this guy was arrogant and elitist. He put himself, his daughter, a basketball coach, the basketball coach's wife, the basketball coach's daughter, and a few other people in jeopardy, and ended up making a horrible decision to fly in terribly, terribly inclement weather. And, you know, his own arrogance cost him his life and those of the others. But I'm tired of this idol worshiping that's been going on, where they completely forget about the other eight victims. And they really concentrate just all about Kobe. You've got these thugs in Los Angeles, you know, wearing Kobe Bryant jerseys. Do they not remember what Kobe did to his wife and how he was accused of, you know, being a rapist? I mean, it's unbelievable what they did. And now there was a cartoon, believe it or not, a few years ago from 2016 that actually showed Kobe crashing down and blowing up in a helicopter. I thought that was pretty weird. And then back in 2012, there was a rapper that tweeted for some reason that Kobe Bryant's going to die in a helicopter crash. So there's a lot of weird things that are happening surrounding Kobe's death.
Okay, well, let me mention a couple of factoids that'll kind of pop out. Firstly, you have to understand the nature of the universe. We live in time-space, but in the consciousness realm of the spirit, which is why we have wizards and people that are shamans and people that do we call channeling. They have access to knowledge that's beyond the realm of the space-time and logic of the average mortal human. So these things are happening, and you're absolutely correct. Kobe Bryant's being worshipped because they want to distract people from normal human beings, and being a servant, as you mentioned, like a Jew, you follow the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what people need to understand here is our nation is hanging in the balance. Things are really, really getting dangerous. And while they're impeaching Donald Trump, which should not be happening, things are going on that are really scary in the Middle East and around the world that are putting us in grave danger, including, by the way, the SARS. In fact, one of my colleagues, Dr. Ron Klatz, sent me some comedic things about previous so-called viruses and how they, oh my God, we're all going to die in a comedian. I'm thinking, you need to get a life, Dr. Ron, and others out there think they know more than Dr. Deagle. It's extremely damn well unlikely that you know more than me as a bioweaponeer trained 48 years ago under Dr. Robert Brown. This virus can mutate and change. Right now, it's probably got a lethality that some people in The Lancet say this morning is up to 15%, an 83% infective rate. If it changes, which it almost certainly will, it's going to be very deadly. They're building a vaccine with a company here in America, which is also dangerous because the Gardasil RNA vaccine causes death, D-E-A-T-H, as in meeting the Grim Reaper with a bony finger. What's going on is a lot more important, and we're distracted by Kobe Bryant and worship of these super athletes. It's disgusting, isn't it? And you're right. I was up that night, actually. That night, I was up most of that night working on projects, which I'm working on, and I couldn't believe the eerie weather we have. It's like, you couldn't see. I have a home where we're over an acre, and we're at 14-acre site for 8 homes. I was up at night in my studio at that hour when he died, just an hour north of us in Los Angeles, and it was eerily so foggy, you couldn't see your hand 6 inches in front of your face, clearly. So the idea that he would be insistent on flying was suicidally stupid. And I learned this message back 50 years ago when I was in medical school by a nurse who taught me this, because nurses taught me more than doctors. There's no such thing as an accident. Most things that happen, whether it's economic, physical, health, or otherwise, are on purposes. If you do stupid stuff, you die. Whether you're doing a selfie off the Grand Canyon, you're going to fall. You're driving 100 miles an hour, you're going to crash. You take a helicopter up in the middle of fog where you have to get a special permit, you may not make it, which they didn't. Please continue.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And again, there's a lot of, you know, strange things that are happening around it and surrounding the crash and everything else. So far, some of the media are actually reporting, they're saying that allegedly he's dead. But again, if he was on the helicopter and no one survived, I mean, you know, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out, you know, that likely he's not around. But it's just, like I said earlier, it's terrible what they're doing to the other victims, as if their lives are not nearly as important as this basketball player and potential rapist. So again, I just think it's in bad taste more than anything else. And you're right about Gardasil. You mentioned Gardasil earlier. That is a deadly, deadly killer. I interviewed Brandy Vaughn, who is actually from your neck of the woods there in California. She was a former Merck whistleblower for Merck Pharmaceutical Company, and she turned out to be the whistleblower against them. And one of the drugs in particular was Gardasil. There was a couple of others, of course, but one of them was that one. And if you see the video that I did with her, I mean, you need a box of tissues just to get through it. It's really, really sad. What happened to some of these children that were given that vaccine.
Now, you know, I do telemedicine all around the world. I have patients in countries all over the world. And I had patients and their relatives that took care of people that were affected. I had young women that got pseudotumor cerebri, brain hypertension. I had women that became chronic fatigue syndrome. I had women that developed cardiac arrhythmias. I had women that got across-the-board hormone collapse of their hippocampus. And I had women who died from this damn vaccine. You got to remember, Bill Gates owns a lot of these vaccine companies. He even made a video last year of a SARS epidemic that in his video it killed 65 million people. Now, you got to damn well understand this, people. The vaccine companies are devils. Now, I've asked this question, and the last person that disagreed with Dr. Deagle, believe it or not, on air, had the stupidity to think if they could intellectually challenge me on scientific or medical facts. I'm a medical legal expert in every area, and I have an IQ well over 200, curiosity, and I'm fearless, which means I'm dangerous in court and otherwise. Every vaccine has to do three things. It basically has to infect you with a particle or protein to make your body identify a pathogen, create activated not just antibodies, which only tag it just like sticky notes, but actually turn on your macrophages, killer cells, to go out and kill a pathogen, a virus, bacteria, or fungi. Not one vaccine in both animals and humans have they ever done this and proven. Only about 10% to 20% of people between age 25 and 40 even get an antibody response that can be measurable for up to 10 weeks after even if an accurate flu vaccine, which almost every year they have the inaccurate one. This SARS virus is going to continue mutating because just like the Zika virus, which is another RNA virus, it's going to keep changing and it could become much more lethal than it already is. Right now, it seems to be race-specific or dominant in Chinese. More Chinese are getting infected and dying. Now, you have to understand here what's going on. This is purposely set up because this is the year where the first layer of the final digital cyber state where they want to put your body into cybernetic space, and the cashless world is happening. October 1, which is 9 months from now, it's the law. You can't fly to a country without a biometric ID. Isn't it funny? We have U.S. patents on SARS. If you watch my 54-minute video, all the scientists I've contacted, both here, overseas, and even in Russia, have all said that this is absolutely a bioweapon. Now, they can release a more of a non-lethal version of the bioweapon that can paralyze the Chinese economy. But if they release the weaponized version because the Chinese don't cooperate and completely come in line with our New World Order, because you can already see them actually collapsing toward our demands, you have to understand that now, people. That's why Google and WhatsApp have made an app to actually enslave 13.5 million Chinese citizens who can't even get a flight on a plane or a train or even drugs or care for their health care. Do you know it's against the law if you're an under citizen with a low score in social media to the People's Republican Army? You get either put in a Lao-Day prison camp or you can't even get on a train or get a job or even get hired or buy food. If you don't believe me, I got contacts
in
China.
That stuff is 100% real. I covered that a year and a half ago when it first was introduced in China, and everybody thought that I was absolutely nuts.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a genius.
Crazy. That'll never happen.
You're my genius. You're my Hebrew Jewish brother, and people need to understand this. We are not about to, decades or years from now, enter the time of troubles. This day, today, when I announce what Lancet's publishing, the 15% case fatality rate and 83% infectivity, and again, guess what? They can release a more lethal version and have plausible deniability. It came from this open market in Wuhan, China. They are now quarantining 55 million Chinese, and it's spreading to dozens of countries within days. This is faster spread and more lethal than the 1918 plague that killed my grandmother's sister. And when her brother wanted to hold a little sister before they pulls the casket and put her in the ground, they buried him the next week. I take it personal because I'm a bioweaponeer. I was trained by Dr. Robert Brown 48 years ago. We worked on T-virus when the virus got out of containment in Bethesda in an underground facility in Rutgers campus. All his friends and animals were incinerated at 2,000 degrees. There's no person on earth knows more how to make and to manufacture under $1,000 the most deadly weapon in history than Dr. Deagle. And the very first guy that they said claimed was the killer of John F. Kennedy was a bioweaponeer. If you read the book Dr. Mary's Monkey, he was actually a bioweaponeer, and they're doing pass-through with radioisotopes to create super energized pathogens simply by exposing a ferret, say, 10 times to a pathogen to make it a super weapon. You don't even have to go to the lab to mess with its genes. It'll do it itself if you put it to a free radical environment of a host that's exposed to radiation. And you have to understand, the globalists have their agenda. If the Gates Foundation owns vaccines, if they actually released them in mosquitoes a few years ago, if they actually published a video about SARS, you need to realize it's part of hoodwinking. They're going to tell you straight up, dummies, that they're going to tell you what they're going to do. If you don't believe and want to spit on Josh Bernstein or Deagle, you're going to tempt yourself to be annihilated. Because let me tell you, it's not just death that's coming, it's the Matrix. If you don't believe me, you're going to suffer first, and you're going to die horribly later. It's coming. And today, January 27th, 2020, clear vision now, is the first day of the apocalypse. We're in it now. And this is not a rehearsal. This is scary stuff. But God is with us, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the ancient Hebrews, the God of the Jews, the praisers. That's why Yeshua inhabited and was incarnated there. You need to start grasping this, people. God help us, and he helps us through the words of wisdom of people like Josh Bernstein and Deagle and my other co-hosts like John W. Spring, Greg Ford, who we'll have on video afterward. Where are we? What the heck's happening? I'm watching this painful dissection of the crazy demon-ratic attack on Donald J. Trump. Now, Donald J. Trump's not perfect, man. He's got terrible advisors around him, like John Bolton, who apparently he's going to come out with something, a book. And we're going to talk about that after the show on video with Greg Ford. Where are we going? Your time, your segment next here, Josh. I mean, you know, if we were a lobster, we're deep in the pot and the water is getting hot.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I got a lot of hits on my YouTube channels now. Amazing explosion. Josh, you have lots to say. I interrupted you there. I want you to kind of fill in lots of details about the origin of lots of plague viruses and much more, including your comments about Mr. Bolton and some of the other people around the White House. Okay, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is the Zika virus was created in the Ugandan forest by Russian scientists.
Right.
The SARS virus was created by terrorist organizations in Japan. And, of course, it looks as though this coronavirus was created by the Chi-Com Chinese government, and now it's kind of gotten out of control. But you have to understand that when these people create these horrible bioterrorism, you know, types of diseases and things like that, what ends up happening is that they work lock and step with the Center for Disease Control and or the equivalent in their own respective countries to come up with vaccinations. And then what they do is they make billions of dollars by them creating the problem. It's almost like socialism, where a socialist says, I'm going to steal everything from you. You're going to be dependent on me. But remember, I have all the answers, and I can fix everything, even though I'm the one that started the problem. It's the same thing with the vaccine industry and these, you know, bioterrorists, I guess is the best way that you can say it. So that's what I was going to say. But pivoting to impeachment, you know, Josh Hawley right now is trying to subpoena Adam Schiff, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and yes, I'll say his name, the whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella. On my show, I call him Enema Charlie because I'm on YouTube and Roku and I don't want to be censored, but when I'm on the air or doing an interview, I will say his name, and it's Eric Ciaramella. They need to be called as witnesses. Number one, Adam Schiff is a material witness in his own trial.
Right.
Okay, there's no question about that. Number two, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are extremely relevant to this Ukrainian investigation, regardless of what the left-wing liars in the media and the prostitutes tell you.
Right.
And three, of course, Eric Ciaramella, the so-called not whistleblower whistleblower, is the one that started this whole circus sham shit show. So, yes, they should be. Now, if they want Mulvaney and Bolton to testify, as long as we get those four people to testify, I'd say bring it on. You know why? Because nothing of what Bolton or Mulvaney will say is going to move the needle at all for the Democrats. Why? Because this is not a Stalin-style star chamber like we saw in the House, and we now have Trump's legal team here that can cross-examine these folks. And believe me, they will be absolutely demolished on cross-examination. I mean, it took their attorneys 2 hours to destroy a 24-hour, you know, prologue or whatever you want to call it of lies from Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the rest of the idiots that were the House managers. So, again, I don't think it's going to be an issue. However, if those four, and of course Rudy Giuliani testifies, you could see people go down for crime. Certainly perjury, obstruction of justice, concealment, tampering with witnesses, tampering with evidence, you know, embezzlement, money laundering. I mean, the list is endless of so many crimes that have been committed in the House and by the Democrats that if it's allowed to come out in the trial, could really, really be good for the president and, of course, for the country.
Right. In fact, your comments are amazing. When I heard Rudy Giuliani, and I've listened to this guy for years, this guy is like intellectually legal Superman. He had facts, dates, people, video, audio clips up the yin-yang, and he said he's going to dump it all this week. So if these Democrats aren't having what's called the anal wink test where their rectum contracts because they're about to die, they need to realize that when Mr. Giuliani gets on with his audio and video clips and so on, he's going to be like the Flash going at them legally, isn't he?
I sure hope so. I mean, look, I know that he wants to testify. I would hope that the president would allow him and call him to testify. The Democrats don't want him to testify because he knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows what everything happened in Ukraine. He knows everything about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and their ties to China and their ties to Ukraine and their ties to Romania and their ties to Germany and everything else and all the other corruption that is going on, including with Russia. So he knows all of it. He's got all the documents, all the information. He's not a crackpot. He's a very serious prosecutor, and they don't want him to testify. And they're not going to do. They're not going to allow him to testify because he would be the one that would break open everything. And he is fearless.
Oh, I think POTUS is going to let him go. I think he. Just think of it this way. Think of. Well, I'm going to put bets he is. I'm going to say 70% chance he is, and I'll tell you why. I think that you're going to see the alternate media, like Criminal News Network or MSLSD and others, still try to sing songs of, we're still going to win, BS. And I think Donald Trump is craving for a battle. Remember, his family's mother's side were McLeods, and the McLeods are the toughest people in Scotland, okay? I'm a McLeod, too, on my family's side. You got to understand here, that Donald Trump is literally wanting an open court where he can get his witnesses and get exonerated, because I can't believe that his popularity hasn't risen from 45% to like 95%. Donald J. Trump is like geopolitically Superman. Now, he is screwing up on a few things. He's got some bad advisors. He needs to talk to people like you and me and some of my people like John W. Spring. But the man spoke this weekend at the pro-life march, but he did give a large funding to Planned Parenthood to get the military budget and his Space Force going. I guarantee you if he gets reelected and takes the House and Senate back, abortion and Planned Parenthood and the attack on Judaism and Jews and Christians in this country is going to end. We're not going to have crazy people like Blomberg saying it was a bad idea for a guy to be in a Catholic church or in a Jewish synagogue protecting the congregation from being killed by a maniac. The fact that my Jewish brothers and my Christian brothers can die inside their church of worship makes me so angry, I want to spit blood. I can't believe that this is happening in a so-called godly nation with a constitution based on the Most High God giving our rights, not a emperor or king. And I believe that if Donald J. Trump gets reelected and takes back the House and Senate, you're going to see the death of Roe versus Wade. I'm trying to get John Voight on the program. And the major actors, in fact, one man who's actually had a previous Hollywood wife, and they actually have two embryo girls that actually have names and property rights. And by the way, the key thing in the law is you have property rights, you're a person. And if one human being in America has property rights and they're an embryo in cryo, it means all embryos, all existing humans from the moment of conception have property rights. They're humans. So Donald Trump, if he gets in, you're going to see the end of abortion, and this nation will no longer be a minion for evil. And we'll seek peace. Like, even after all the stuff that happened, even if our troops that were here, including a new missile attack that hit in our embassy, and I heard it killed one person, injured some others, Donald Trump is still trying to pursue peace with the maniac mullahs of Iran, despite the fact their economy is crashing, and if they do anything, and they know damn well he's not going to be easy, he's also going to start to be hard on our so-called trading allies that are doing things like Airbus contracts. So I want to hear your comments, because Trump needs to start squeezing the Chinese thumbscrews on our allies that are supporting Iran and Russia, too, right? And make them come to the table.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Look, I think it's way past time that we cut off financially the UK and, of course, Italy and France and Germany and many other countries that we know of that are still doing business with Iran at all, whether it's through agriculture, whether it's through oil, whether it's through exports, whether it's through manufacturing, whatever it may be, military, whatever it may be, we need to cut them off and tell them that we're cutting you off temporarily until you stop doing business with Iran at all. We want them completely isolated, almost like North Korea, although North Korea is basically supported by China almost exclusively. They get all their money and everything from China. So that's what we ought to do, and that's how you change behavior. Now, if they end up not doing that, Well, then I think it's pretty clear what we need to do next. Our next target does not need to be one of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
No.
It needs to be the leaders of Iran and the mullahs and the clerics and, of course, the parliament. And I would start with, of course, the Supreme Leader and then Rouhani and everybody else. I would target one of their meetings, whichever meeting it is. I would get intelligence, find out when they're all meeting for their parliament, and I would do a sustained campaign of drone attacks directly on it, and I would eliminate their top leadership, the mullahs, the clerics, the religious scholars, all of those folks that will likely be at least 40 or 50% of all of them will be at that meeting at any given time. Then what you do is you have a sustained attack on the Iran Revolutionary Guards, and you do an air campaign, however long it lasts, a month, 2 months, whatever you need to do. And then at the very end, when they are defeated, that's when you come in, not necessarily with ground troops, but maybe with just some reinforcements, and you try to stabilize the country, and you do similar to what we did with Iraq. Now, granted, some people are going to say, well, Josh, you're talking about nation building. Yeah,
no,
to a degree I am, but not really.
No,
I want to
no.
see this regime end. I think we can do it without boots on the ground, number one. And number two, we can do it without loss of American lives. And, yes, it is a risk that we roll the dice and we install what we think is going to be a pro-Western government, and it turns out to be ISIS on steroids. That's the risk we take.
Right.
But right now, we already know what is in front of us. We know the enemy that is in front of us. They've been doing what they've been doing for 30-plus years, right? 42 years, 41
right.
years, I believe, is what it is, January 16th, 1979. So when you put all that together, you say to yourself, there's a lot of people in Iran. There are millions of people that are pro-Western. We saw them refusing to buy into the propaganda recently and walking on the flag of America and Israel. So there are huge factions in the country of Iran that are pro-West, that are against the mullahs, that are against Khomeini, that are against Rouhani, and that they can decide their own constitution and their own government. And I think it's about time that we do that, certainly, before President Trump, his terms are up.
Exactly. And I think there are elements that think, the globalist elements, not just overseas in Iran, but in Russia and so on, there's elements that think somehow they can destroy the reputation of Trump. They're not going to win the impeachment, but they want to besmirch his reputation to the point where he loses the election to dumb, primarily young people who are in debt up to their eyeballs and can't buy a home or car or get rid of their debt even if they go bankrupt, and to people who can't afford health care. And if the 83% of people going bankrupt have got health care already, but the health care system is so sick, and I have a solution for these problems. We need to have a way of debt forgiveness for young people. We need to have a way of affordable health care. We need to have integrative care to take care of people like their bodies, a Lamborghini Countach. We need to have a system where we not only ban people from coming to this country from certain countries, but vet them first before they get across their border or even overstay their visas. We need to realize that things like the Confucius Society set up by the communist government and most of the United States colleges is a communist way of trying to infiltrate our people and even steal our technology and have people inculcated to be communists inside the United States. This is not okay. Communism and the American way of life is not congruent, and it's not congruent with Islam, which is an Islamic form of satanic Luciferianism to kill every Jew and every Christian and subjugate us all to Allah, the wound war god of Mecca and Medina. And the poor people of the Middle East, including Iran, are going to be shaken from their belief system by their fake religion that's a pack of lies. We've had Theodore Shabbat on the program, and his father Walid, who was a Palestinian terrorist, married an American, became a real person, and understands the vast majority of people in Palestine and the Gaza Strip are genetically ancient Hebrews and Jews. Did you know that? And because they didn't, they submit to Islam.
Yeah, I actually interviewed Walid a few years ago, and that was one of the most fascinating interviews I think I've ever had.
Right.
He was incredible. He talked about his martyrdom operation against Israel, and he talked about his Palestinian father and American mother from Chicago, I believe, and how mean his father was to him, and of course, the fact that thankfully the bomb didn't go off, and it changed his life forever. So it was a poignant story, to say the least.
Listen to the amazing channels at patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. See you next week, Josh. And if you want to do video this week, give me a show. We'll do Vimeo.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
It's going to detox you like crazy, and I found it the hard way. And welcome back. We have the amazing Dr. Truat, and I give a little bit of a story summary here. Truat has inspired me. Again, I have other inspirations and some people going back from Damon Rife, Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, Dr. Nesterov, the Nonlinear Institute, and many others. You gave me your equations and resonant frequencies from Linus Pauling, who worked out the resonant frequencies. And here's the basic theory, and I want you to expand on it. The ultimate Sabbath is God in us. You don't go to heaven. The heavenly one, God, indwells you in his Shema, hear and do God's will and pray on it. And when you're a true believer, and you realize that we get every breath of our existence from the one, the great dreamer of eternity, called God, the most almighty one, all-knowing one. You have to understand the physical representation of God's Spirit, which is the Sabbath, is not only in a day of the week, but also the mineral resonance in our soil. So if the minerals are not in your food, you don't have any vitamin content, color, or taste. But you also have to make sure you don't have anti-Sabbath toxins like e-toxins, dirty electricity, smart grid, 5G network, 6G, that not only kill all the insects in the world and the birds that navigate by hitting the magnetite in their little insect and bird brains, but also kills off your mitochondria and your gut biome. So basically, your little machine called a Magi, which is interesting because the name of my ancestors that were the descendants of the Kohanim and the king of the Medes, they were the astrologers that actually discovered the star signs and prophesied the coming of Messiah incarnate as God in the flesh, which means there's only one God. Even if you can incarnate in a billion worlds, as God showed me over the weekend, things that he withheld from me for 60 years to speak publicly, this one simple truth is, Yeshua, Jesus, is not a different God, a lesser God. He's God incarnate. There's only one God. If you have a mezuzah on your door as a Jew, even now or in ancient world, the Lord God is one. There's not three gods. I call it the one hyphen I hyphen verse. There's only one God, even if he incarnates in a billion worlds. And what we have to understand, he wants to marry us, and that marriage supper of the Lamb is to marry his spirit to our soul, so we only do God's will, which means we put the Sabbath rest in the land, we get rid of 5G 60, which they're launching this year, next month, we get rid of dirty electricity, we get rid of toxins that are coming into our home and our wires and even our waterworks with magnetite that Dr. Milham has shown that even can come through the groundwater below your home. And we start to realize that amazing technology like the Magi, and I learned the hard way because I overdo things, that if when I use it too much, my body says, you know, Deagle, you used to have about 30 mercury amalgams in your mouth, and you took, oral chelation on and off. You never took IV. But my body started to get toxic. Now, I have a friend of mine here in Southern California that went a little overboard in detoxification. I asked my friend, Dr. Winkler, what happened to him. And he used pulse magnetic fields to try to detox another chelation, IV chelation. His urine went black, and he suddenly died. You have to understand this machine, although it's little, it's the most powerful detox agent I've ever seen. And also stimulating your body to prepare for fractionally cloning into your new body. Yeah, we have other technology. Can you work with it? The photon sound beam to the violet ray, the QRS mat, the Cell-Vita mat, the resonant light Pearl M Plus that generates a resonant field of 30 feet from southern British Columbia, and the ProGen 3 microcurrent, and my little antenna system. But there's nothing that compares to this little darn device that you're actually miniaturizing even more, the little Magi. Oh my God, man, this is a machine you got to treat with respect. You start off, for God's sake, don't leave it on you more than 15 minutes a day. Do take my nutraceuticals to detox you, like Healer Max and Zeolite and other things to support your body, and the minerals, like we have all our minerals, which are basically a version of your minerals plus your liposomes. You haven't had the liposomes, we do. That's what our monatomic minerals are. They're the Mother Earth minerals with liposomes, which you haven't done, but we took your liposomes and combined them. Now, the Magi device, you're miniaturizing it. It's going to be smaller. It's got a little different logo on it. It looks pretty. You're going to send me one. What's going on is people should understand the e-toxins in our environment, which the launch of 5G is going to be an extinction-level event. And believe it or not, and you said this before, that you can have your Magi turned on even in your room, and it'll cover effect up to hundreds of meters, which means it's going to create an e-toxin blocking field to protect you from e-toxins, from dirty electricity, etc. So talk about this for a minute and tell us what's going on.
Yeah, you should have your Magi in the it's called a mini Magi, but it's into a neoprene belt that you just strap around your sacrum. Really, you should have it today or tomorrow. It was sent out last week.
Yeah, you had another. You're sending me another pad for the other one that had the magnets moved, too. I think you're going to send me just a different pad, right?
Yeah. That plus the mini mads to play around with.
Now, I want people, for God's sake, you got to get this. Because you know what? This month, next month, these maniacs, these devils, are launching 5G. Now, you got to understand who Dr. Truod is. You've been persecuted because you have a high curiosity index. I don't like to call it IQ. You're up there in the range of basically superhuman intelligence. And you're smart enough. You rejected what seemed to be a reasonable gospel of the Mormon Church, because he used to be a Mormon, but you understand as a pastor, minister of the truth, that the Lord God is one, and that he governs over a vast universe, and that the gospel that was partially kind of starting to get along the lines of the Mormons, affected by people who were actually prophesying using mind-altering drugs to open up their astral eye, the initial prophets of the Mormon Church with a pearl of great price in the Doctrine and Covenants, people have to end a Mormon Book of Mormon. They gave basically a lie, saying that somehow we raised up one person who became a god after he served in the star system distance from us. But you have to understand what God's purposes are. He wants to restore us as his bride, not as individuals, but as a cells in a body that is in the past, present, and the distant future, so that what he showed me when I died was tens of thousands of worlds, which he told me, don't talk about it until this weekend. And he showed me he has incarnated on countless worlds, and he sent his messengers, people like you and me, which are prophets. We are people that carry the spiritual and geopolitical and health manna. And this monstrosity, which is 5G, supported by people like Bill Gates and the globalist bankers that want to put us into the matrix and even affect our thoughts and set up the Minority Report. You have to understand this little device, in a sense, is the treatment and the cure for the e-toxins that are going to come out of this damn 5G network. This little device, if you wear it or even have it turned on in your home, will protect you and your family from the e-toxins. They want to eventually hack into your consciousness and your biology and your epigenetics. God help us that people who don't listen to how they're going to be affected, because it'll zombieize the population and destroy their genetics. You'll see the extinction level event of birds and insects, and we will be like Einstein says, when the insects and the pollinating insects go, we will have 4 years of gruel before the human race dies. And believe me, if you don't think we're in a apocalypse, today the Lord said, I decree that today, which is Monday, literally as we're starting the year of the rat in China, and they have their super plague, which we've discovered from their articles in Lancet, has up to a 15% case fatality rate and 83% infectivity. This is a bioweapon. I have all the proof in my video, which I did last night up to 3:30 in the morning. And you need, for God's sake, this little magi, everyone out there. You need also supplements to go with it. So when you start mobilizing these damn toxins, which I ever did, and that's why I had to back off for a while and just keep it locked in my room and turned on, I started detoxing so fast my body said, okay, Deagle. And I was getting really sick as I picked up a virus. And I said, what's happening, God? What's happening? Guess what? He audibly spoke to me and spoke to me in a dream. You know what he said to me? What's happening, God? And he says, death is leaving your body. That's what he means. He said, mercury, toxic chemicals, things you've accumulated over decades, it's leaving the building. And your little device did it. I have tons of machines. If you come visit me, I got hyperbaric chambers, pulse magnetic field machines with electrodes that are on your whole body. I've got all kinds of stuff. And I misappropriated and overused a little magi. Oh my God, man, this machine needs to be treated with respect. It's powerful. It is dangerous if you overuse it, but it's a miracle worker. It literally is a resurrection technology. It puts the Sabbath mineral resonance back into your body to turn on your genes to make the proteins and enzymes. It creates a resonant field even just turned on in your house to block the e-toxins. Everyone out there needs to get a magi, for God's sake. Right?
Well, yeah, let me tell you, I'll send you, when I get off the radio with you, this video I just made today, a little 90 second thing. I built what's called a feral cell. Just real quickly, a feral cell has iron filings in a liquid medium, so you can basically quantify through lights and what the magnets, the rays are doing.
Right.
When I turn the magnets, right, when I pulse the machine, what happens? You see the 0 point energy.
Is that the one you sent me with all the color changes, and you can see the 0 point energy with actually activating the lights?
Yeah. So what happens?
Yeah. That was cool. That's right out of Star Trek or the Twilight Zone. It was like, whoa, what's this doing happening?
Well, I did it with just white light today, Dr. Bill, and you can clearly see the sacred geometry of the lotus flower that goes back to ancient Egypt. Now,
right.
Let me
the structure of the universe, space, mass, time, and even God's kingdom in the spirit realm is based on vortex math. It's the same math as the kingdom of the eternal one, the realm of consciousness and the realm of entropy, which is the realm of space, time, and the universe, isn't it? The same math.
I have a close I have a close friend in Washington, D.C., who's very high-level security. This has been about 15 years ago. He sent me a series of pictures that he saw when he has full access to the Smithsonian Library. Pictures of this chamber, this series of caves in the bottom of the Grand Canyon that was first found by Major Powell when he did his first Powell expedition there. The subsequent, I think it was 1873, the Smithsonian came back with a full array of photographers to photograph the chambers. And the primary chamber is this figure that's sitting in a yoga lotus position. And on the back of this is a series of incredible hieroglyphics, and it leads right into this beautiful sacred geometry pattern.
Right.
Same thing I'm seeing with this Magi. Now, get this. Of course, when the Smithsonian took all these pictures, they notified the Egyptian consul, and the consul said, "Well, wow, this is ours. This is high. This is our information, not yours." And they kind of had a little tiff over it because it's American, right? It's in America. They're from the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Well, long story short, it wasn't until the Rosetta Stone came that they were able to fully decipher what that was saying. And why, golly, you know, to have this hidden from not only the American people, but the world is, to me, tragic. Because you know what it was?
Yeah.
It was all about the hieroglyphics detailed. Who was there?
Right.
There were at one time over 1,500 inhabitants in that cave network, and more importantly, where they came from. Oh my goodness! The story is it was a whole documentary in hieroglyphic form of Joseph, the biblical Joseph of Egypt, and how he was when he was in the cistern. The cistern was an ancient carved. A whole place for holding water wasn't natural at all.
Right.
In the bottom of this cistern, as he was there, he found an artifact.
Right.
And he was yelling at his brothers to pull a rope down and come and see what he'd found, and they thought it was just a joke. They put the ports down, and he showed it, but that's when they decided to sell him into Egypt rather than kill him, because they thought he would just suffocate down there or die from starvation.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, it was that artifact... Yeah. Dr. Bill, according to this hieroglyphic panel, that explained it was a key to what was hidden under the Sphinx there in Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and by the way, Barbara Honecker just traveled to Egypt, and we're going to talk about this afterwards with Greg Ford. I got to announce something now. We're putting together two kits, a core kit and an advanced one. And you'll see these posted up after the show for the SARS coronavirus super plague, which is coming, or it's going to mutant will come. The core kit is Neutrodyne to kill the pathogens off, monatomic plasma ID, NIOSH N95 mask, Neutro Silver, Neutro Defense, Defense Wipes, and Power C, and then the advanced kit Allison Mena Neutroimmune.
I got to tell you, Dr. Bill, what this petroglyph panel was saying.
Well, you know what I want to do is I'll have you back on in about, because we're finished, but I'll have you back on in a couple minutes, and we'll do it on video. How's that?
Okay.
I'll call you right back in about 5 minutes. Thank you for an amazing discussion. Again, those specials will be up right now. Michelle's posting them up. You better get ready. The SARS plague is here, the world of the ID, and this is the first day of the apocalypse. And I'm sure you're going to have things to say. Back in a couple minutes on Vimeo and YouTube Live. It's all free at NutriMedical.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Dr. True. We'll call you in a couple minutes and we'll get you up.